The military lacks the resources it needs for nearly every one of its forces. The Marines are running on two-thirds of the number of battalions the forces needed in the past to meet its daily operational needs. The Army's losing 40,000 active-duty troops in the next 2 years. And advanced missile defense programs are underfunded and behind schedule. Michaela Dodge is a senior analyst for defense and strategic policy at the Heritage Foundation. And my first guest on Pentagon Solutions today, she and her colleague Jim Carafano are writing in Breaking Defense about the missile the nuclear force. And they say DOD and the next administration need a new nuclear game plan. Michaela, thanks for coming on the program today. What problems do you see with the nuclear force the way that it sits today? Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, and happy warm day in Washington, D.C. The problems with nuclear forces are many. Mostly, it's a lack of resources over the past previous couple of years, and in some cases, decades. Our facilities are old. Our systems are becoming more obsolete. They're in a dire need of modernization. Yet nuclear weapons remain relevant in our nuclear weapons strategy, but also for our adversaries. And it's mostly our adversaries that we have to be concerned about.
You and Jim write about five principles that should guide development of the new nuclear playbook, and I'd like to walk through each one of them in turn. The first one is to abandon arms control treaties that benefit our adversaries without improving our national security. What would you like to see done differently in the next administration?
A fantastic case study is New START. And I should preface this that my policy recommendations are not for any specific presidential candidate, but we are under a clock. The clock is ticking. We will need to modernize our nuclear weapon systems. In terms of arms control, New START is a good case study where we signed a treaty that makes us reduce our nuclear weapons despite being protectors of over 30 other nations around the world, and that lets Russia to build up its nuclear forces. And we've seen over the past 3 years that that's exactly what they've been building while we continue to atrophy and reduce.
You write that funding, developing, and deploying a multi-layered ballistic missile defense system is another principle, and you note that President Obama's canceled several missile defense systems. Do we have a sense of why those were canceled? Were they bloated programs that should have been canceled, or were they canceled for other reasons? And what does an effective multi-layered ballistic missile defense system look like in your view?
The problem with our current missile defense system is that in some ways it is already lagging behind the ballistic missile threat. Ballistic missiles is where our adversaries see an opening to attack the United States. And so what we have to do is to close that opening. The previous canceled system, airborne laser, kinetic energy interceptor, multiple kill vehicle, were designed to be technological test beds. They were designed to help us to get ahead of the threat in the future. Now we have the current existing system, but we don't have that base from which we can build up. We'll essentially have to start over in some respects.
You also advocate modernizing nuclear weapons and delivery platforms. And you write, our nuclear weapons and their delivery systems are old and in danger of becoming outdated. How old are they exactly? And what's the danger of just a matter of if they're old, they don't work as well? Or is there some kind of technological advantage that we're losing because we're being overcome by events or overcome by adversaries?
It's a combination of all of the above. So there are certain components, especially in the nuclear warheads, that are just becoming outdated, and they need to be replaced, and the warheads need to be extended. Our platforms, our long-range missiles, were deployed during the 60s, and we changed parts and modernized them, but the system was deployed in the 60s. Our newest leg of the triad are the stealth bombers that came online in early 90s, which is almost 20 years ago. So, again, we need to replace those systems. We will need them in the future as our adversaries continue to modernize and evolve.
The fourth principle that you and Jim write about, Michaela, is one that I recall from my Cold War studying, and that's dumping the policy of mutually assured destruction. That is a vestige of the Cold War. Why is it time for it to go?
It's time for it to go. It's always been time for it to go. The Soviet Union back then accepted mutually assured destruction because it allowed it to catch up with the United States. But when they caught up, they didn't stop. They continued. They were intending to gain nuclear superiority. Well, today, the world is even more complicated because you have North Korea with nuclear weapons. You potentially have Iran with a nuclear weapon, although I suppose maybe on a different timeline now, although I don't believe that much. But the Cold War concept is absolutely outdated. The situation today is different, and today we need missile defense. We need to start thinking about our nuclear weapons.
And the final piece that you write about is rebuilding relationships with allies. Which allies in particular do you have in mind, if any? And how, in your view, have those relationships deteriorated, and what would make them better?
Allies are absolutely critical to U.S. security in terms of pooling resources, in terms for the United States to have deployments or forward operating bases from which it can deploy. And simply said, countries with most allies win wars when wars arise. We have undermined our alliances by, drawing red lines that we were not willing to follow through on. We have undermined our alliances by, to some extent, providing help to our adversaries, negotiating with our adversaries before we negotiate with our allies. It is really critical that we repair those relationships, and it's probably going to take years.
What's the best way to go about doing that in your view?
The best way about doing that is listen to what allies have to say. Don't listen to your adversaries before you listen to your allies. Be credible. Follow on through on your red lines. And that's just the beginning.